From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Chinese government says democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take their seats in the legislature. The issue emerged when two pro-independence members were sworn in, pledging allegiance to what they called the Hong Kong nation rather than China. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against international diktats and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power captured a number of Islamic State positions Monday north of the city of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said Monday that there is hard work ahead, even though progress is being made by the Syrian Democratic Forces against IS. The Pentagon defended taking on operations in Mosul and Raqqa at the same time. Cook told reporters the coalition has been applying pressure on multiple fronts for some time. Peshmerga tank commander Sihad Barzani on Monday said his forces have almost finished the job of getting ready to push into Mosul. The commander is the brother of the president of the Kurdish regional government in Iraq. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika from Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga forces had surrounded the town east of Mosul for weeks ahead of the assault. As they entered the city, they exchanged heavy gunfire with IS forces. This is VOA News. The 2016 U.S. presidential campaign is almost over. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton went on marathon campaign swings Monday. Trump headed to five states, including Florida.
But I am really thrilled to be here. This is the last day of our campaign. Who would have believed this? Who would have believed it? It's been some campaign, too. It's been some campaign. They say it's the single greatest movement, politically speaking, in the history of this country. Can you believe that?
Clinton made four stops in three states. Here she is in the eastern U.S. city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
For those who are still making up your minds or thinking maybe it's not worth voting at all, let me just say, the choice in this election could not be clearer.
U.S. political surveys continue to show Clinton with a small, consistent edge of about 2 to 3 percentage points in the national popular vote. Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, died Monday of complications from Parkinson's disease. She was 78 years old. Negotiators from nearly 200 countries are meeting on how to implement the Paris Agreement on global warming. The top UN climate official, Patricia Espinoza, spoke to delegates at the start of the two-week meeting in Morocco.
Achieving the aims and ambitions of the Paris Agreement is not a given. We have embarked on an effort to change the course of two centuries of carbon-intense development. The peaking of global emissions is urgent.
The immediate task for delegates is to write a rule book including how to measure and report emissions. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has overwhelmingly won a third consecutive term in office. Official results were announced Monday. He captured more than 72% of the vote in Sunday's election. Mikhail Saakashvili, the former president of Georgia, recruited by Ukraine to govern its Odessa region and root out graft, quit his post as governor on Monday. Saakashvili cited rampant corruption in the top levels of the Kiev government. In a blistering attack on President Petro Poroshenko, Saakashvili, who surrendered his Georgian citizenship for the Ukraine post, said he was tired of broken promises. Mr. Poroshenko's allies have in the past accused the president's critics of blaming Ukraine's ruling party for their own failures. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.